Parashas Vayelech. The first pasuk, Vayelech Moshe, and Moshe went, Vayedaber es hadvorim la'ele al kol Yisrael, and he said these things to the whole Klal Yisrael. So the famous question all the Mefarshim asks is, like the pasuk doesn't say, where did Moshe go to? Like, what does it mean, Vayelech Moshe? Where was Moshe going? Like the last parsha, Nitzavim, it started off that Atem Nitzavim Ayoim, Kulchem of Hashem Lakechem. That the whole Klal Yisrael already gathered together in front of Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu told them already. So now, in the Pasha Vayelech, where was Moshe going, that the Pasuk has to say Vayelech Moshe? It doesn't say where was he going to. And the Ramban learns that the Pshat is that after Atem Nitzavim, after Moshe spoke to the whole Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael then went home, they went to their own Oholim. Now Moshe Rabbeinu went to them, he left his Machna Leviya, and he went to the Machna Yisrael. So Ramban says, Lechabdom, to give them respect, as if to say, when you leave Yechaber, when you go away from Yechaber, you're supposed to ask Rishus. It's like here before Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be Nifta, leave this world, he went to be Mechabed, like to get Rishus from Klal Yisrael. But still the question is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to wait till after everybody went home? Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu say it right there? Lechur, at the end of the Asif, at the end of Moshe got finished, what he said in the last parsha, when everybody was together around Moshe, then he should have, like, give them covered, to ask them, Rishus, to go leave them. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya learns from this, that there's a pshat, when you do mitzvahs, if you do the mitzvah, you get tzchar. But he says, if you go to do the mitzvah, you get tzchar halicha. That there's a special inyan to show that you want to go and run to do mitzvahs. So that's the pshat here by Moshe Rabbeinu. After he finished talking to them, he waited till they all went home. And after they went home, then Moshe Rabbeinu went after them to have this Chara Licha. That's the pshat from Vayelech Moshe. And Moshe went this extra inyan to do a mitzvah balicha, to have this Chara, the reward of going to do a mitzvah. And not just wait till mitzvahs come to you, but rather a person is supposed to be a Yelech to go and do mitzvahs. But Lechura, what does this mean that Moshe Rabbeinu went to them to ask them Rishus? So really the Sipruna learns like this. The Sipruna says that after Moshe Rabbeinu finished the Krisa Sabris, he made a Krisa Sabris with Klal Yisrael and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so now he wanted to be Menachem Klal Yisrael because of his death. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu knew he was going to die now. And he didn't want that Klal Yisrael should lose their simcha they had with the Bris that they just made with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So in order that Klal Yisrael should not lose the Simcha, Moshe Rabbeinu now went to be Menachem them, as if to appease them, to tell them, don't feel bad that I'm going to be Nifter, but rather still keep the Bris B'Simcha. And the Pshat maybe could be like this. Like this, Moshe Rabbeinu just made a Krisa Sabris and Atem Nitzavim. He made a Bris between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Ramban said there, that even though there was a Krisa Sabris by Har Sinai, but later, when Klal Yisrael did the Chet Egel, they lost the Krisas Abris. So now, in the Parsha of Atem Nitzavim, Moshe Rabbeinu is making a new Krisas Abris between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Klal Yisrael could feel, when is there going to be this Krisas Abris? That's only calls the man we have Moshe Rabbeinu. As if to say, we need Moshe Rabbeinu for the Bris. But when Moshe Rabbeinu will be Nifta, it's going to be bottled the Bris. We're not going to have the Simcha of the Bris anymore. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to go now to the Mephayez them, to explain to them, no, that the next few psukim speak about, that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, don't feel bad, Yeshua is going to take over, and it's not only Yeshua, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Pasuk says, Hashem Elokecha, Hu Oivel Lefanecha, Hu Yarsh Min Yisagoyim Oela. And then again, the Pasuk Chesed says, that after Moshe said that, V'yikra Moshe LeYeshua, V'yemir Lo Leinu Kol Yisrael Chazak V'yemotz, Kiyata Toviyasom Hazeh El Oretz, that after Moshe Rabbeinu like was Mechazik Yeshua to bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, still in Pasuk Ches he says again, Va'ashem Hu Aholich Lefonecho, Hu Yiyeimoch Lo Yarpechov Lo Yazveko, Lo Yisirov Lo Yisechos. Still the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's going to take us into Eretz Yisrael, and he's still going to be with us. So that's what the pious now, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be Mephayis. To appease Klal Yisrael, what this Purna means is that they shouldn't feel that when Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be Nifter, it's going to be like bottle the Krisas HaBris. We're going to lose the Bris we have because we need Moshe for it. So Moshe is telling them, no, you don't need me. The Ikka Krisus Abris is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still be with Klal Yisrael. And really, he can explain a little bit better that Ramaphorshim, the Chassidish HaSforum, say that the Pshat from Vayelech Moshe means that Moshe Rabbeinu went now, his Neshama went now and became part of Kol Klal Yisrael. Vayelech Moshe, and the end of the Pasuk says, Al Kol Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu went means that he really wasn't Nifta from Klal Yisrael. That the Pasuk says, For Lo Yoda Ishes Kfurosoi, nobody knows where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. And the Pshat is because really Moshe Rabbeinu went into Toich Koliboi Shal Kol Yisrael. Shaz Vayelech Moshe went into Klal Yisrael. In other words, the Pshat from the Chlal Moshe Rabbeinu was the Roi Nehema, as the Pshat is, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Neshama for the whole Klal Yisrael. And Mishasi was Nifta, it's not the Pshat that Moshe went away, but rather his Ashpoh, Moshe Rabbeinu, went into the Gans Klal Yisrael. So that's the Pshat from the Sipurin also. Now Moshe Rabbeinu went to appease Klal Yisrael to tell them, like, don't feel bad when I'm Nifter. Don't lose the Simcha, the Bris. Don't think that I'm not going to be here. But rather the Hashpoh of Moshe Rabbeinu, his Nisham is still with us. That's this Vayelech Moshe. Moshe is still going El Kol Yisrael into Klal Yisrael. Then Pasuk Bey says, Vayomer Aleihem, that Moshe told Klal Yisrael, Ben Meya V'esrim Shona Nochi Hayom, I am 120 years old today. I can't go out and come in. Hashem said to me, you cannot go over the Yarden. You can't go into Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi explains, what does it mean? So Rashi says, Yochel, I would think maybe because Moshe became weak. Tam Leim, the Pasuk says later, no. Moshe did not become weak. So if so, why can't Moshe go out and come in? So Rashi brings down two pshatim. One pshat Rashi says is, Shenitla mimeno horishus v'nitla Yeshua. Kodesh Baruch Hu took away the rishus, the leadership of Moshe, and gave it over to Yeshua. Tovrach, another pshat is, v'divrei Torah, that melamed shenistama mimeno masaris v'mayonas hachochma. A Gemara insight like this, that now Moshe lost his mayonas, his kval, his well of Torah. He saw that the Torah wasn't coming into him anymore. That's the pshat, he can't go out anymore. And in the Sefer Divri Yecheskel explains it like this. Like really there are Midrashim that say that by a tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not take away his neshama unless the tzaddik agrees. Hashem only does it l'ritzonoi. If the tzaddik is mispalel and says Hashem, he doesn't want to be meis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to him. The tzaddik has to be maskim, agree to be meis. So the question is then, how come here Moshe Rabbeinu agreed to be meis? We know Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel so many tefillos to stay alive. So he good, he davened to go into Eretz Yisrael. But even after Hashem said not to go into Eretz Yisrael, but the Chur, why was it in you that Moshe now was maskim to be meis? So that's what Rashi brings down from the Gemara and Saita, that the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, that Moshe Rabbeinu now was nistamah, means he stopped his learning. He couldn't have his own learning. He wasn't able to be mechadish anymore. So the pshat is that, like really the pre-tzaddik says, that the pshat from Vayelech Moshe was going. The pshat is a Jew, calls him and he's alive. He has to go lamala lamala. He always has to reach higher and higher. There's no such thing as you stop going. By Malachim it's called Oimdim. Malachim stand still, they can't get a higher madrega. But a Jew, a person that's alive, he always has to be a Vayelech. He always has to go higher and higher. And to finally, Moshe Rabbeinu came to this madrega, that it was nistamo, it was closed from him, to the mayonis of Torah, that he saw he wasn't be able to go higher anymore. He like reached his highest madrega. Therefore, now Moshe Rabbeinu was maskim to be meis. He saw he couldn't get anywhere anymore. So that's the pshat from this last pasuk of the last day, that the pasuk says Vayelech Moshe means Moshe mamish was going higher and higher. Until the last day of his life, that then he saw he couldn't go higher anymore, that's when he agreed to have his p'tira. And the first pshat in Rashi is also like this, that Rashi said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Rishus away from Moshe Rabbeinu and gave it over to Yeshua. And really the Medrash says like this, that Moshe Rabbeinu kept on davening to Hashem, he wants to stay alive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, but it comes a time now that Yeshua has to be the ruler. So Moshe Rabbeinu first agreed and said, okay, let Yoshua be Barosh, he'll be the head, and I'll be second, I'll be after him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu let Yoshua be Barosh, be the head, and Moshe Rabbeinu like wasn't second. And the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu stood their way for a while, and Moshe Rabbeinu just couldn't take it, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was masking, he agreed to have his Petira. That's what the Medrash says. I once heard over from Chaim Shmuel Levizetzal, the Lechuri asked the question, how come Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't take it? And the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu was onov mikol adam. He was the biggest onov, he was the most humble person. So what bothered him so much, the fact that Yeshua was Barosh? It meant he had to be second. But for that, how come Moshe Rabbeinu agreed to have his Petira? And he explained like this, it wasn't the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu was jealous of Yeshua. He wanted to be higher than Yeshua. But the pshat is, when Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rayim Hema, when Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader of Klai Yisrael, he was Barosh, as the pshat is, he was Mamash Oymid Lefnei Hashem. He was very close to Hashem. He had the biggest amount of his karvis to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, when Hashem appointed Yeshua, so Moshe had to step down, the pshat is, Moshe Rabbeinu had to go away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wasn't that close now to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't take. He couldn't take this inyan of going down, going a step down, away from Hashem. If he saw that when he's alive, he couldn't be mamish in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then he was masking to have his p'tira, that after his p'tira, then his neshama would go mamish, taches kisei HaKavod. So it comes out where Rashi is saying these are the two reasons why Moshe Rabbeinu was masking, agreed to have his p'tira. And like we're saying, because he felt that he already became to his highest madrega, therefore he was maskim. Now we have to review, the Pasuk talks about the mitzvah of Hakel. That the Pasuk says, Vayitzav Moshe Oysom Leymor, that Miket Sheva Shona B'Moish, Nas Hashmita B'Chag HaSukos. Hashmita B'Chag HaSukos. As after 7 years passed by, after the year of Shemitah, at the beginning of the 8th year by Chag HaSukos, V'Voykol Yisrael Leroyz Espnei Hashem Olekecha, when everybody comes to be Eilu Regal to see Hashem b'mokam ha-shayivcha, tikra satur azois, neged kol yisro b'nayim, that the melech is supposed to read the parasha in front of everybody. And it says, hakel esom ho-anoshim v'hanoshim v'yatav v'gevash ha-bashrecho, everybody should come together, l'man yishmu, u'l'man yilmedu v'yoru es Hashem elokeichem v'shomru lasos es kol divri atur azois. Then it says, "Uvneiyam Hashem layodu yishmu v'lomdu liyuras Hashem lekechem kol ayomim asheratem chayim al adom asheratem oivrim esayadin shomel rishto." It's like Rashi brings down that when the pasuk says "tikra satur razois," that means "Hamelech hayikara metchila eila hadvarim k'disu masech desaita," that the melech, he used to read from the sefer Torah in front of everybody. Al bimashaleit shoyoisum liazorim. Then the pasuk says that the anoshim, everybody should come. So Rashi says, "For anoshim, the men comes to learn. For anoshim, why do the women come? Lishmoya, to hear. For yatafla mabo, why do the children come? Lo seis chalim biyahim, they give schat to the people that bring them." So this is the mitzvah hakel. Everybody comes together the year after Shemitah, at the beginning of the 8th year on Sukkot. And the chinuch explains this mitzvah, and he says that meshorshei mitzvah. The main thing about Klal Yisrael is the Torah we have. And we are separated from all other nations because we have the Torah. That we're zeichem because of the Torah for Olam Haba. And nothing is greater than that. Therefore, it's very important that everybody should come together at one special time to hear the Torah. And even the women, even the children come together, as if everybody's going to talk about what's this big occasion. Everybody's coming together. From here we'll come to learn out that people came together to learn Torah, to hear the Torah. It's Mechabed the Torah. From here we'll come out the godless of Klal Yisrael. Now there's two things we have to understand about this mitzvah. First of all, how come the Melech has to read the Sefer Torah? Why Dafkim? Why not somebody else? And secondly, the Mefarshim asks, if you want to have a good year that everybody should come together to learn the Torah, it should have been at the beginning of the Shemitah. The Shemitah, the seventh year, that's the year you can't work on the grounds, you can't plow, you can't plant. A lot of people are bottle, they don't work this year. So this is the year that they don't work, this is the year to come together to learn Torah. How come the mitzvah, when it gives the mitzvah hakel, it's punked right after the seventh year, right after Shemitah, when Klal Yisrael starts to go back to do the work on Chag HaSukkos? That's when Hashem wants you to come together to listen to the Torah.
Like, why wasn't it done Sukkot before on the seventh year itself? Why does the Torah wait until the eighth year to give the mitzvah of Hakil? And Pashup Shat, the reason why the Torah said that a melech should do it is because the melech is the most important part of the nation. The melech here, the Rambam says, Loshen ish, a melech liboy who leiv kol kahal Yisrael. Like the heart of the king is like the heart of kol kahal Yisrael. He's like the leader of kahal Yisrael. So we want him to read the Torah to show that the Torah is the most chashuv thing we have. And if the king reads it, then it will go into the ears, to the hearts of the whole kahal Yisrael. And the second question, how come the mitzvah is first after the year of Shemitah? Like, why wasn't it the year before during Shemitah, the year we have off? And the Shem Mishmul wants to explain like this, that we have to have achonah. We have to prepare ourselves before the Divrei Torah could really go into our ears. In other words, if you just got finished working for 6 years, and now the beginning of the seventh year, there would be the mitzvah hakel, of bringing everybody together, since you just got finished working so hard, the Torah wouldn't go into your hearts. You wouldn't understand it that well. It's only after you have a complete year of Shemitah that you're like off. You're making yourself, you're preparing yourself to learn Torah. At the end of the Shemitah year, now's the time to really, the Melech, to bring the whole Klal Yisrael together, to really show them the Chshivas of Torah, to learn Torah, the importance of Torah. Now the Chinuch says, that's the school of Klal Yisrael. So it's only after we have the year of Shemitah, the year off, that we can prepare ourselves. Then the Divrei Torah will go into our ears and we'll really understand it and learn it. Then the Pasuk says right before Shishi, V'ato kisvu lochem es hashira hazois, you should write down this song, V'lamdo es b'nei Yisrael, and to teach Klai Yisrael, Simo b'fiyem, you should put it in their mouth, L'man tiye li hashira hazois li'ed b'nei Yisrael. That this shira, this song of Hazinu, should be an edus to Klai Yisrael. Like Rashi says, as Ashir Hazois, the Shira means Hazinu Hashemayim, Ad V'chiper Ad Mosayamoy. And from this pasuk, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Darshin that says, "O my Rabba, Afalpi Shenichu Lo Yavoisav Lo Yodim Sefer Torah." Even though a person inherited a Sefer Torah from his father, still mitzvah lichtoiv mishaloi. There's a mitzvah that you should have a Sefer Torah written for yourself. Shenema the pasuk says, "V'ato now kisvu lachem as Ashira." In other words, there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. And the Chinuch explains that the meaning of this mitzvah is that everybody should have the Sefer Torah on hand, as if to say, if you want to learn, you'll be able to learn. You shouldn't have to go borrow from your friend, but rather everybody should have his own Sefer Torah to be able to learn from. And he says that you should know, Da b'ni, sha'afa pi, shikra achi of dirai, seina rak b'sefer Torah. Even though the Yikra mitzvah here is to write a Sefer Torah, but the Chinuch says, "Ein sofik shegam b'shar ha'svarim sheneschabro piyatoro yesh lecholechod litnos mem." Other svarim also that come to explain the Torah, like we have a Gemara, we have Chazal, we have Rishonim, we have Achronim that come to explain the Torah. Also, a person has this inyan to buy them in order to be able to learn the Torah. Kefi ayicholus minatam m'sher manu. Like the reason to just explain that the more svarim you have, the more you'll be able to learn, the more you'll be able to understand. This is all part of this mitzvah that Klal Yisrael has to have a Torah on hand in order to be able to learn from. And the Chofetz Chaim on this mitzvah brings down that the Rambam explains it, like really the Pasuk said before in Yud Ches, V'yonoichi haster aster pona b'yoymahu, ha'kol aroa asher osuk yifon elohim acherim. That now, b'zman, after the Churban Abayit, the meaning of hastaras ponim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away, is hidden from us, we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, and all the sorrows come about us. And after this, the Torah says, you should know there's a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So Rambam says, what it comes to teach us is, that even at a time that there's hester upon him, that we don't see the Yad Hashem, it looks like Hashem is covered from us, still we have something that will protect us. And that is the Torah. The koyach of the Torah, that's protect us from all problems, from all sorrows, for yogin, from anything that can come upon us, even be a may hester. And that's why this is the last mitzvah of the Torah, to teach us, like, what's going to protect us, what's going to keep us going through all times of life. That's going to be the inyan of Limud HaTorah, like the Pasuk says, Ki ner mitzvah v'Torah or, that the mitzvah is adayma to a ner, a small candle, but v'Torah or, the light, the main light is from the Torah. That's going to light up even a time of Hester upon him, where it looks like darkness, when we don't see that Hashem is helping us so much, still because of the koyach of the Torah, that's the or, that would light us up, and from there all the Yeshua, all the help will come.
Now, this Shabbos is also called the Shabbos Shuva. This is the first Shabbos of the new year after Rosh Hashanah. It's an inyan of doing Shuva. The Pshat is Adam Rishon also, the one spoke out, he did a chet the first day he was created on Erev Shabbos. And when it became Shabbos, Machmas Tikdushas Shabbos, he was Eicha to do Shuva. Like we say, the Mizmor of Shabbos is Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos. Toiv Lehoidois Lashem. It's good to do vidu, to do tshuva, to come back to Hashem. Like Adam Rishon, he was the first one to say this mizmor when he did tshuva on Shabbos. And the pshat is on Shabbos was supposed to be Shabbos, was supposed to rest from chol, from doing work, and therefore was supposed to have more time to be close to Hashem and to realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why on Shabbos we say more mizmorim in tefillah. The Kabbalah of Shabbos is like that. We say psukim and bechal, even this mizmor shili yom haShabbos, have psukim about the greatness of the Bria. In other words, on Shabbos we have more time to realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, we actually become closer to Hashem on Shabbos. Therefore, if the yisoid of Shuvah is to become back, to be close to Hashem, Shabbos is the day to be markish this, to have this inyan of Shuvah. Therefore, it's called special on Shabbos, Shabbos Shuvah. In the Haftarah we say, the Novi says, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Klal Yisrael should return to Hashem. And it says, Ki choshalto b'yavanecha, because we did averus. Then the second pasuk says, Kechu imachem devorim, take words with you, v'shuvu el Hashem, and again become close to Hashem. And the Farshim all asked the question, why does it have to say two times, like the Shloshon of Shuva Yisrael? It starts off first, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. You should return and become close to Hashem, okay? Mashma, we did chatoim, we did averus. So Novi is saying, do tshuva, come back close to Hashem. Then it says, why? Kiko shalta bavanecha, because we did averus. For Hashem is also pshita, like what else would we do tshuva for? What does it have to say it for? But then it says, chui machim devorim, v'shuvu el Hashem, like what's the second time of again becoming close to Hashem? We already did tshuva. And the Malbim explains that the first Shuva means, true, we did Averis, we did things bad, stop doing it, stop doing the Averis, and feel bad about it, and do Shuva Yisrael al Hashem Lekecho, come back to be close to Hashem, why? Ki koshalta b'vanecho, because you did Chatoyim. Now, after you stop doing the Chatoyim and you did bad, the Malbim learns there's a bigger Madrega now. Now there's an inyan of doing Shuva Miyavo, not just on Meyira, but to do it Meyava because of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the love of Hashem, that you could only get after you first stop doing the Averis. So first you have to stop Machmas Yira. Once you stopped, then you can have Avas Hashem, and then you can do like Shuva a second time to do Tshuva Meyava. Like some of Hashem learned, on Yom Kippur it's called the Tshuva Meyira, and Sukkot is called the Tshuva Meyava. That is a special smooth of a special type about the Indian of Sukkot. In the Sefer Divri Yecheskel, he wants to explain like this. He wants to say that the first pasuk is going on Pshita when we did Chatoyim. There's an inyan to stop doing the Chatoyim and do Tshuva. That Tshuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekecho. We have to do Tshuva, come back and be close to Hashem. And then it says, Ki Koshalta Bavanecho. That we had a Mikhsha, we did things wrong with our Averis. And he learns Pshat like this. By doing Averis, we're doing two things wrong. First of all, we're doing against Hashem. It's not right. Secondly, the Rotzen, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is Tovis to do Toiva. Hashem wants to do good to us. That's the Rotzen of Hashem. How does Hashem do it? If we do mitzvahs, we give Hashem the opportunity to give us Toiva. That's what Hashem wants. And that's pshat from the mission of Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. The reward of a mitzvah is Gufa Mitzvah. That we let HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us reward, that in itself is called a reward. But the opposite, if we do an avera, we do something wrong, and we cause that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give us a punishment, so not only do we do something wrong, but we also stop Hashem from doing what He wants to do. Hashem doesn't want to give bad to us. Hashem wants to do good to us. So Ki Koshalta B'Vanecha means because of the avera, we also cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to be able to do good to us. So even after we did tshuva and we stopped doing the chet, there's an inyan now to do Chui Mochem Devorim V'Shuvu El Hashem. Chui Mochem Devorim means take now Maisim Toivim, take mitzvahs, take Torah with you. And the Mela now you'll be able to do Tshuva that you'll be able to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Toiva. That's the second Tshuva. That do Tshuva like a second time to give Hashem the power to be able to be good to us. But another pshat could be a Pasha pshat. Really, like we said in last week's Pasha, that the Yisoid of Tshuva, true, you have to stop doing the Chet and become feel bad and be close to Hashem. But that alone is not enough. Like the Pasuk said, the Yisoid is you have to go and do mitzvahs. It's not just enough, not alone to feel bad, but you have to go and do Ma'asim Tovim now. You have to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. So that's what the Pasuk is saying. True, if you did Averis first, Shuva Yisrael, stop doing the Chatoyim, feel bad about it, become close to Hashem. But that alone is not enough. But rather, Chui Mochim Dvorim. Dvorim, take with you, Ma'asim Tovim, do mitzvahs, do Torah. And with that, for Shuva El Hashem, with the Ma'asim Tovim, with the mitzvahs, that will really bring you close to Hashem. And Mechlal, that's the union of the Aseret Shimei Tshuva we have, the special 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. These are special days of doing tshuva. Like we're saying, it doesn't only mean to feel bad, but it means 10 special days to do special mitzvahs. To do mitzvahs, b'shleimus, do it the best way. And the Yisoid really of the Aseret Shimei Tshuva, like really even the Ramah, the Halachas brought down, that certain things we don't do the whole year, these days we're more makpid. The Moshe Pasakum, not eat bread that was baked by a guy, by a goyish baker, even though the whole year we're mekel, but I call upon him on these Aseret Shimei Tshuva we're machmir, that we don't eat it. The pshat is that even though a whole year round maybe we can't do these things, things are too hard, but still these 10 days we have to act special, learn special, daven special, do special mitzvahs, even though we know we won't be able to keep it the rest of the year. And the pshat is really, this is the Yisoid from the Loch of a Nozir. There's a parasha of Nozir in the Torah. A Nozir is somebody that wants to drink wine. He can't stop it. So the Torah says, you know what you do? For 30 days now, stop drinking wine. Even though the Gemara says he's called a Chayta, because really he's giving himself tsar pain. This is a person that likes to drink. He can't stop it. So for 30 days, we tell him not to drink at all. It's terrible. It's painful for him. He's called a Chayta. He's giving himself tsar. And really, he can't stay at that Madrega. But still, for 30 days, put yourself at a high madrega, even though you can't stay there. Because the pshat is, the limud, what we learn from this is, that the way you pick yourself up is not to go a little bit. You have to make a big jump and go very high. Then the pshat is, even when you come down afterwards, you won't come down as low as you were before. You'll only come down halfway. That's the way a Jew has an aliyah. You have to do things, act different for a while, even though it's too hard for you. You can't stay that way. But I'll call upon him later, you won't come back to as low as you were before. And that's the Yisoid of these Aseret Shimei Tshuva, this special 10 days, that we have to do special mitzvahs, special learning, even though maybe we can't do this the whole year. But I'll call upon him, that's the way we'll pick ourselves up, that later on, when we come back to normal, even though we won't be able to stay at that Madrega, but I'll call upon him again, we'll have for sure. That's why, even though sometimes it's hard to come to Minyan, it's hard to daven b'minyan, but I call upon him these 10 days, you have to try hard to try and daven shachas b'minyan, try and come to daven b'minyan, who are din to have a shir, to go learn, any kviyas you have, to try and keep it, not to miss it. These are 10 special days. And like the Alter von Kelem used to say, that these are called, he used to call them yomim nechmodim. He used to call the yomim neroyim, yomim nechmodim means sweet days. These are days that you have to hope and wait for a whole year. They're very sweet. These are days that Hashem is close to us, that Hashem wants to be close to us, and we just have to do a little bit tshuva and Hashem accepts it. These are special days. Therefore, we have to look forward to it and love every single day and not just feel I can't wait till it's over, but rather do special avodah, work hard every single day. But I miss Hashem. We should take a bizecha with the Gemara Chsim Toiva. And now I'd like to say a shmuz about Yom Kippur. Chazal Dashin would say, Odobra Shemori V'yishi, on V'yishi, Chazal Dashin Ze Yom Kippur. Orwa we say Ze Rosh Hashanah, that's the Or, V'yishi Ze Yom Kippur. Kodim we say by the Davin Nishmanesu, we say Melech Oizer Moshiach Mogen, they say also Melech goes on Rosh Hashanah, Oizer goes on Aser Shemei Tshuva, and Moshiach goes on Yom Kippur. Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Moshiach, the Yeshua, he helps us on Yom Kippur. And Mogen, that goes on the Shana Rabbah. Is Yom Kippur, and Chazal is called a Yom Yeshua. Look at how Yeshua comes on Yom Kippur.
You have to understand, what's the Yeshua, what do we get on Yom Kippur? According, there's a Medrash Rabba that says in the Pasuk, V'hera v'yivoyku yoyim echot. The Chazal Dashin, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu made a yoyim echot, a special day. Which day is called yoyim echot? Zay Yom Kippur. A special day, a day in Miyuchid, is called Yom Kippur. According, Antonat Ve'el Yoi says that the day that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has the biggest simcha, Kodesh Baruch Hu and Shemayim, the biggest most simcha whole year, is on Yom Kippur. And what's the Yom Kippur? Why? Really, is a Gemara we have in Tainus like that. The Gemara in Tainus says, there wasn't any Yom Tovim in the Klal Yisrael at the day of Yom Kippur. Mar says, what's the mile of Yom Kippur? Mar says, Poshek, because it's a Yom Slicha Mechila. We get a Slicha, we get a Mechila on Yom Kippur. And who then it's a Yom Shenitnu Boy Luchas Achrenis. The second Luchas was given on Yom Kippur. So, Poshek, we got the Torah on Yom Kippur, and we got our Slicha Mechila.
Alright, turn over.
Slicha Mechila.
And that's the day that's called the Yom Tov for Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Talmud Dvei Eliyahu also says, that the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the biggest besimcha is on Yom Kippur. That's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Saleach or Moichel, he's Moichel Klal Yisrael. So it says Klal Yisrael becomes Torah on Yom Kippur. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, he has a Nam, he has a Klal Yisrael. He wants the Klal Yisrael to be Torah. Is but the day that Klal Yisrael becomes Torah, that's the biggest most simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no other day that Hashem has as much simcha as he has on Yom Kippur. That's the Yom Slicha Mechila. In Agav, that's the day that the Torah was given. Muslims say, what the Shreich is, one has to do with the other. I call upon him the Yeshua that we have on Yom Kippur, the Yishi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us, that's Poshet this Indian that it's called the day of Slicha Mechila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamash Mechilas. He has Mamash opens up the Shavir Rachimim in Hashemayim. He opens up the Shavir Rachimim and he sends down Rachmanas to Klal Yisrael. As Kodesh Baruch Hu is Moichelos. As one of the brachas we say in Shemon Esra, by right after Yotzerah of Arach Hoshef, there's a Nusach brachas we say, Pesach Lonu Shavir Rachimim. We say in the Davin, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Pesach Shavir Rachimim on Yom Kippur. Roshiva Tzal used to say that if somebody were to have eyes, Ruchnistic eyes, the same way every day we see the sun shining on Yom Kippur, you'll be able to see the way the Shavu Rachmim are shining down on the world. The special Zach of Seach Lonu Shavu Rachmim. Kodesh Baruch Hu opens up the Shavu Rachmim on Yom Kippur, and Poshet he sends down a Slichu Mechila. He's Mechel Klal Yisrael. The Gemara in Yom Kippur, Machlokes, Rebbe holds, Rebbe Shittur is, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper afilu b'loi Tshuva. Even if you don't do Tshuva, still Yom Kippur is Mechaper. That's Rebbe Shittur. The Ma'aseh of the Rambam, we don't paskin like Rebbe. We paskin that Yom Kippur is mechaper with tshuva. Rambam said, "Loshin Yom Kippurim, whose man tshuva lakir liyochel Rabbi Bukeit Slicha Mechila Yisrael." And we push it all not like Rebbe. We hold that about the Yom Kippur needs tshuva. When we do tshuva on Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichel V'Saleach, he gives us the Shavu Rachamim, and Mamash, it's a Yom Tifros, and it's a Zman Simcha for the Eibishter. Now, the Indian on Yom Kippur itself, the famous Shavu Tshuva, brings down the Shavu Sheni in the Ois Yudalit, brings down the end of the Dash Naposik, Dir Shavu Hashem Bimotsu, Eilu Asora Yomim, Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. Then he says, Rabbeinu Yoina, O Mitzvah Sa'asei Min HaTorah, Lo Hoyer Odom, Es ruchoi lachzor b'tshuva b'yom ha-kippurim. There's a special mitzvah sa'asei mediraisa to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Elohoi yirodim es ruchoi. A person should wake up his ruach in him to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. What's the posik? The posik says, Shenemar mikol chatosdechem lufnei Hashem titoru. That was supposed to be in a matzav of lufnei Hashem titoru. We have to be tor in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur. Is Arkane Hezunu Akosov Shenit Lafnei Hashem B'tshuva Seinu. As he learned, Lafnei Hashem to Torah means we have to make ourselves to be Torah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we make ourselves Torah? By doing Tshuva. Shenit Lafnei Hashem B'tshuva Seinu. Hu Yechaper Aleinu B'yoyim Azir L'Tayr Yisoinu. The Meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us back the Tayra. But it starts off the Potter's Ki B'yoyim Azir Yechaper Aleichem Mikol Chatosechel Lafnei Hashem Titoru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaperos, but how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechaperos? If Lefnei Hashem Tetoru, if we're in the Matzav of Tyra on Yom Kippur, it means we have to do Tshuva on Yom Kippur. If we put ourselves in the Matzav of Tyra, then we have the Haftocha, the last Mishnah says in Yuma, Vizrakti Aleichem Mayim Torim, The last Mishnah says that Dorash Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah mikocha tasech lefnei Hashem titoru averu shebonadam lemokin yom kippur mechaper averu shebonadam lechaveroi en yom kippur mechaperin ashiratzes chaveroi enom Rabbi Kiva ashrechem Yisrael lefnei miyatem metairim is mi metaireschem aviche shebashamayim is ashrechem Yisrael with praise we're lucky that we have this inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is metairos shenema v'zorakti aleichem mayim toirim utartim. The next pasuk says, another pasuk says, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a mikveh for Klal Yisrael. The man mikveh metaris et meyim, half HaKadosh Baruch Hu metaris et Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, he is the one that's metaris Klal Yisrael. It's mamash ashrechem Yisrael. We have this one day a year that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a rakti aleichem mayim toirim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is metaris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself makes himself like a mikveh. And all you have to do for a mikveh is you have to jump into the mikveh. You put yourself all the way in the mikveh, you have a tyra. Who is in Yom Kippur? You jump into Yom Kippur and you put yourself into the matzim of Yom Kippur. That we do tshuva. We have this hakara to come back close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaperos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metairos. And that's the scheme of this mitzvah sesem of Nei Hashem Tetorum. That we have to be the tyra in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's poshta, once what they say, I think Mishnah Berurah says like that. There's a special halacha, the mechaber brings down the era of Yom Kippur, then you have to ask mechila one to the other. Wrote down, you're supposed to be mafayish chaveru. If you did a chet to your chaver, you spoke bad about him, you hit him, you hurt him, you stole from him, then you have to ask him for mechila and erev yom kippur. The shaila, what's that as after punt erev yom kippur? They ask tshuva, they ask mechila. The whole year you have to ask mechila. Right? I want to make a takona erev Rosh Hashanah. Stop wrote down the mechava bedavki erev Rosh Hashanah. But you should do it. It's good to do it a whole year. But koponim, the halacha is brought down special an erev yom kippur, then you have to go to make sure you ask kapara from one another. Ve'esh chaverim. What's the Indian Badafka of Yom Kippur? And the Pshat is Poshat, there are many on your saying here, that there's a special mitzvah essay on Yom Kippur to be in a mass of Lefnei Hashem Tetoru. We're supposed to be the tire on Yom Kippur. You have to be Toru. You have to be pure. How do we become pure? If we do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zerach Yalech HaMayim Terum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws down in the Shemayim, a mikveh, and he makes us tire, then we become Toru. But the Mishnah just before got finished saying that Aveiro Shemanodim Lechaveroi Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper Ashi Yisrati It's Chaveroi. If you did a chet between you and your friend, Yom Kippur can't be Mechaper. Only if first you have to ask Mechila. Aveiro Shemanodim Lelomokam. You do a chet Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you do tshuva on Yom Kippur, you have charot. We'll soon say you do vidui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayum. But a chet you did between you and your chaver, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mechayum. Until what? Until first you have to ask Mechila from your friend. Then you also have to ask Mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Meichel. From the Sois, if you don't ask Mechila from Yechaverim before Yom Kippur, you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah Sesei of Yom Kippur. There's a special Mitzvah Sesei on Yom Kippur to be in a Masav of Lefnei Hashem Tetoru. We have to be Tor on Yom Kippur. What does that mean? There's a Bezunder Mitzvah Sesei to be Tor, to mean to get your Slichu Mechila on Yom Kippur. There's a Meila to do, that's why the Rabbeinu Yoni says, there's a special Mitzvah Sesei to do Tshuva on Yom Kippur. So if you do tshuva on Yom Kippur, you get a tyra, you're mekayim this mitzvah essay. But let's say you have chatoim, you did to your friend. Now, close the man, you didn't ask your friend for mechila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not moichu you. You can't get a kapara. Because if you don't ask mechila erev Yom Kippur, you can't be mekayim the mitzvahs of Yom Kippur. You can't get the tyra on Yom Kippur. That's why it's a special inyan, that erev Yom Kippur, you should have to make sure that you ask mechila for more yechaverim. Today, that tomorrow, on Yom Kippur, you'll be able to do tshuva, say the nyonim, we'll soon say a vidui, and tzvilam, and you'll be zeichet to have a complete tyra. But that's this inyan of Yom Kippur, the issue is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a slicho mechila, which be amasin, that's the biggest tova that we could get. The Ben Yonah starts off his sefer shari tshuva, that the inyan of tshuva, that's min ha-tova, it's asher heitev Hashem Yisbaruch Hu bruyev. It's a tova, it's something good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us. Maybe we're not making it so much, because we're not making what a chet is. But I call upon this is the toiva, this is something good. This is a toiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the koyach to do tshuva. And the day, the ikka day of tshuva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us and wants us to do tshuva, wants to be metairos, that's Yom Kippur. That was the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meichel kvayas over the chet eagle. That was the day when Moshe came down with Luchas Hashnias. The second Luchas came down on Yom Kippur, because that was the day when Shalachti could berecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel Klal Yisrael that Yom Kippur for the Chet Ego, who was in his Kavela Deiris. That Yom Kippur is the time, this man, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel Klal Yisrael. It's Zerachti Lechem Mayim Terim. Mamish throws down the Neshamayim Mayim Terim to Matairus. Because we have to be in the matzah to Mekabel the Tyron. The matzah to be Mekabel the Tyron is the Terben Yoyna. That's the mitzvah Sesky of Dum Tshuva. Who then the Rambam also brings down like that? The Rambam brings down a Lashin Yom HaKippurim who's the man Tshuva Lakel Liyachal Rabin Vulkates Mechilos Lichel Yisrael. This is the last time like you have time to do Tshuva. For this year at least, before you get your Gzard in, before you get your Chsima by Nila. Lefika, says the Rambam, Chayovim HaKel Lassas Tshuva Ulesvadas Yom HaKippurim. Also, there's a Chiyah. Poshim means there's a Chiyah Midiraisa. Even though at the beginning of the Rambam, it's a shayla of the Rambam Shita is, it's a mitzvah sesed to do tshuva. Rambam starts off saying that when a person does a chet, kishayasa tshuva, the yoshev mechet rechayev lesvadis. When a person does tshuva, then he has a chiyuv to say vidui. The mechitzchinich is medayik in the Rambam, Rambam does know that there's a mitzvah, a chiyuv is to do tshuva. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. If you want to do tshuva, this is the way you do it. But it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. But on Yom Kippur, the Rambam also says, there's a chiyuv to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Lefika chayovim hakol lasa tshuva lesvadis yom kippurim or mitzvahs vidu yom kippurim shiaschum erev, and we start saying vidu yad mincha erev yom kippur, and every tefillah we say vidu. And the Rambam says then havidu shenogu b'kol yisrael aval nachnu chatonu vu ikar havidu. The ikar vidu is that we say aval nachnu chatonu. That's the ikar vidu. Let's take a look here. So I taught this a little bit. Mamish is a choshu b'mitzvahs esther we have on yom kippur to do tshuva. A posh like Kodesh Baruch Hu is begging us to do tshuva. He wants to give us a slicha mechila. All we have to do is just put our matzav and do a little bit tshuva. It's clear to know what the mitzvah tshuva is. The Rambam reconzois, there are four nyolim of tshuva. The Rambam says, Mahi a tshuva, what's called tshuva? Hu sheyazov hachoy techetoy. That's the first thing. Stop doing the chet. Aziva sachet. V'yasiru machshavtoy. Take it away. Don't think about the chet. Like as far as your mind, you're not going to do that chet anymore. That's called Aziva Sachet, that's number one. The Yigma Beliboy Shla Yaseyavoy. Number two is you have to make a Kabbalah. You have to be Goma Beliboy, you're not going to do it anymore. Shenema Yazoiv Rosha Darkoy. Or Rosha has to leave his Derech. And he has to, and the way you leave it is if you Goma Beliboy, you make a Kabbalah upon yourself, you're not going to do it anymore. And the third thing is V'chen Yisnachem Al Shobar. You have to have Charota, you have to feel good what you did. Shenema Kiyachre Shuvi Nichamti. After I did tshuva, now I feel bad. Well, Rambam sticks in his famous word, "V'yoyedol of yedei taluma shlo yoshev lezeh achet leilim." That the charota or the kabbalah l'habu has to be so strong. You can make such a strong kabbalah, you'll never do that chet anymore. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu could be an edus. That the matzav you're in right now, you're not going to do the chet anymore. But that's called real kabbalah l'habu. Not the pshat stam. You say, "Yeah, I feel bad now," but you know the next day the chet's going to come about. You can do it again. You know you're going to talk Lashon Hara again tomorrow, you know you're going to eat this again, you know you're going to do that again. That's not called the real Kabbalah. Real Kabbalah means your mamish goma b'liba, you're not going to do the chet anymore, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself could be made on you right now. You're not going to do it. Vaita, then the Rambam says, the last Indian is, v'tzorech l'esfadeh b'svosit. There's a special mitzvah zvidui. Now the Rambam said in Perek Aleph, the Rambam is mashma, there's a special mitzvah by itself, or the ikar mitzvah zvidui. There's a Rambam says kishayasa tshuva mitzvah lesvadis. There's a mitzvah to say vidui. And the pasuk says, who's that a pasuk? The Rambam shenema ish or yisha kiyasa b'kochet kiyasa. Then it says lesvadu. You have to say vidui. So it's a special mitzvah to say vidui. Rambam says, what is the mitzvah vidui? V'tzorech lesvadis b'svosov. You have to speak out with your mouth. V'loimer to say in yonois elu shagama b'liboy. So the son. The Rambam says the word from vidu is to speak out by your pair, these in yonim of tshuva. As vidu means with your pair, with your mouth, speak out. I'm going to leave that chet, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm goma belida, I'm making up in my mind now never to do it anymore. And I have charota that I did it. That's called vidu. We say al chet, al chet. Really, according to Rambam, you have to think whenever time, every time you say al chet, on this chet, on that chet, on that chet, when we're saying vidu, part of the vidui has to be that you're thinking now, when you're saying the vidui, that you're speaking out v'loima in yonois elu shagama b'livoi. These in yonim, we just got finished saying what tshuva is, the azivah sachet, the kabbalah, and the charotam, you have to speak it out for shas charotam. So So Bishat, you're saying the Vidu and Yom Kippur. If possible, you should think about using Yom also. The part of the Vidu should be that you're speaking out that you're going to have a Ziva Sachet. I'm going to leave it. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm going to make a Kabbalah not to do this anymore. And I have Charote right now. That's also part of the mitzvahs of Vidu. This is the mitzvah you do with in Yom Mitzvah, Tshuva on Yom Kippur. HaKadosh Baruch is Mekabel the Tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch gives us a Slichu Mechila. Yom Kippur itself is called Shabbat Shabbosin. The Torah calls Yom Kippur Shabbat Shabbosin. Farshim say, what's the double Lashon of Shabbos, Shabbat Shabbosin? To do it, that Stam Shabbos, the devotees will come from Lashon Shabbat. He's supposed to rest. His Stam Shabbos, we rest from Melacha. This Lama Tes Melacha is not to do. On Yom Kippur, Achutz for the Lama Tes Melacha is, there's another Indian of Shvisom from Hanoi, from Gashmis. There's an Indian not to Lachilo, Loishtiyo, we're not allowed to eat and drink on Yom Kippur. There's a Shvisom from Hanoi, on Yom Kippur. That's the Shabbos Shabbosin. That's the double Shvisa we have on Yom Kippur. Not only do we rest from not doing Malacha, but we rest from the Nyoni Achilo Shtir also. And the Inyan from this is to be doimed to a Malach, that we're getting Mamash Yom Slicha Mechila. The word from Slicha Mechila is we want to come back to be Karov HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. Is that called, the Inyan is to be Makir, that what the Yikir is. The Yikir is the Ruchnis, being Dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gashmis is just a steer to that. We need Gashmis to live on. What we need, we have to do. And with the Gashmis we do take, should also be the Tzarech Avodas Hashem. But the Yikr we have to know is the Ruchnis, is being Dovid and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Yom Kippur is the Yom HaKodesh. How do we become Kodesh? How do we put ourselves in a matziv to become Tor, Tav Taira? That's by resting Eshtus from Melacha. Don't be Isaac in Yonam Oilam Azeh. Don't do Melacha. And also a special Shvisa from Achil Ushtiya. Don't have Hanois from Oilam Azeh. And that's the way you can be Dovid in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who are then also in Yom Kippur? Vashteitzach, Yom Kippur is the Yom HaKodesh, it's a day by itself. Even though we're in the matzav of Yom Kippur, the Vashteitzach, the matzav we're in today, that day Yom Kippur, you can't stay this matzav the whole year. And it's not a matzav to stay that way the whole year. It's a special matzav to be on Yom Kippur. Special mitzvah, Shabbos Shabbosin, lo yachidu lo shtiyah, rest from Melacha, rest. Now the first one says Yom Kippur is not just Tam Atid, Tzumah Shayim itself. Really Yom Kippur is Achonah for the rest of the year. And Yom Kippur, Yisbe'ik of Yom Kippur, Yisoslanti used to say is, you're supposed to make Kabbalahs. You have to be Mekabel upon yourself. You're in a matzah right now in Yom Kippur, I'm like a malach. I'm not eating today, I'm davening the whole day, I'm not doing Melacha today. That's called I'm Dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're in a matzav like this, of being kamat like a malach, or mein olam hava, it's an inyan to make kabbalos for the rest of the year. It's an inyan to makabel upon yourself. You have to makabel upon yourself to put yourself in a matzav that you're doing tshuva upon him. You have to compare yourself. How are you going to be acting the rest of the year? Such as time a day Yom Kippur is over, finished. I finished Yom Kippur. You're supposed to take the kedushas Yom Kippur with you a whole year. Right? So if you saw slantamos were dying from the Gemara, it's a little kapora for a help for us. Now, the Gemara talks about tshuva. The Gemara in Nida, that I know of is the kasha. It's there in the psukim. One pasuk says, "Ki loy echpoitz b'moysa meis." HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like when we die. He'd rather us do tshuva. Another pasuk says, "Ki chofes Hashem lamisa." No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to kill us. Right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to kill a Rosha. So it's a sira. So Gemara answers, "Loshin kan b'oysim tshuva, kan b'shein oysim tshuva." Here the person is doing tshuva. And here the Rosh is not doing tshuva. If the Rosh is not doing tshuva at all, then I'm all the meat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to kill him. Mashenkin, if a person is oisim tshuva, doing tshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to kill him. We saw Slantas Madayik in the Gemara doesn't say a Loshin kansha osu tshuva. It says Loshin kansha oisim. They're doing. But at Kol Ponim, we have to put ourselves in a matzav of doing tshuva. Havada was a shver zach to do tshuva shleim at one time. There are different madregas of doing tshuva. There's namish, there's a tshuva mehirom. There's a tshuva meyava. Tshuva meyava, the Gemara said, is mamash mahapich, the averus, the vizchuyos. I'm not clear what that means. But I call upon the mamash, you do tshuva meyava. The mamash change over the averus you did. The mamash now becomes chuyos. The mamash become like mitzvahs. Those averus you did, mamash has a kayach now, it becomes into a matzav of a mitzvah. I'm not sure what the pshat is. I'll come as the Gemara Newman says of Shlokis. That if you do tshuva meyava, is as mamash nasa loikis chuyos. Some say that's Psham Navinu Makenu. We say Navinu Makenu. Navinu Makenu kosveinu b'sefer aschuyis. What does it mean to write in the sefer aschuyis? What's called sefer aschuyis? What does that mean? Either we are a Zaka or we're not a Zaka. We don't say, because Vayna B'Sefer Sneak and Gemurim. If we're not a Tzadik Gomer, we can't get into that Sefer. So, what's the Pshat Kesvayna B'Sefer Aschuyas? So, the Pshat wants to say like this. The Vort is that we're Yechla Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we should be Zaycha to do Tshuva Me'yavah. Today, that our Vayna should turn into B'Schuyas. Because Zvein of a Sefer Aschuyas, and it should write us into that Sefer, that even though we did do Averis, the Averis should change over now to be Schuyas. And the next time, even if we're not Zeuch, to do so much Tshuvam, but I'll call upon him because Zvein of a Sefer Aschuyas Mechila. I'll call upon him, let us have a portion of Aschuyas Mechila. I'll call upon him, there are big dargis in doing Tshuvam. And we have to call upon him being a Matzav of doing Tshuvam. Like the Moshe, there's the Yud Gimel Mido Shirachim, when we say, Sevidel, Aschuyas Hashem Hashem Gerachim Mechanim. To do every Mido goes a bigger Chiddish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying there's a bigger midah of Rachmah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last midah is Yenakim, we say. Rabbein Rav Chesed, Noisei Ovo, Mefesha Mechatoa, V'Nakei. V'Nakei, that's the last midah, Yud Gimel Midas, that's the last one. What's the big thing about V'Nakei, what's this midah? So Gemara really has, Nakei Pasha means we're clean. The Gemara has to steer it, right? We don't say it, but the next part of the Pasuk is, V'lo Yenakei. Pasuk is Nakei, V'lo Yenakei. There's a stereo, are you clean or you're not clean? The Mora says, Kan l'shovim, v'kan l'shein m'shovim. If you do tshuva, that's called v'naka, because Baruch will clean you. If you don't do tshuva, that's called v'lo yinaka. So Kasher is, what's the big midah of this last midah, the biggest midah, because Baruch Hu, that if a person does tshuva, he's menaka you. The Chura, that was the second midah. But the start of the first two midahs are Hashem, Hashem. The Mora says, the first Hashem is Kodim Shiyechta. Before we do a chet, we also have to come on to Rachmonis, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chesed of Hashem. Or else the Rosh has two pshat, and the Rosh has the pshat from the first Hashem is, and even though Hashem knows you're going to do a chet. So of course, since Hashem knows you're going to do a chet, maybe he should not act nice to you now. No, still he acts nice to you. Good. The second Hashem is L'Acha Sheyechteh, B'Yoshuv. After a person does tshuva, does a chet, if you do tshuva, that's the second midah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel the tshuva, and he gives us a vayter, this midah is a chet. So that's the same midah as Yenakir. What's the chiddush in Yenakir? The chur, that's the second Hashem. The second Hashem is after we do a chet and we do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel Yenakir. Mamash gives us back the same chesed. Is what's the chiddush in the Yenakir? The last midah. So there's two pshatim in the last midah. So from the morale of Rabbi Saul Atlanta. Morale says like this, that the chiddush of Yenakir is Gedashin Yenakir and Lo Yenakir. He goes on the same person. Let's say you have a person that did five averis. And now he's only doing tshuva on one aveira. That's all. So really, in Svarich, yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu shouldn't be in the Kabbalah that tshuva. Your mom is still doing four other aveiras. Your mom is still a Russia. So what do I care if you're doing tshuva on one chet? Why should Kodesh Baruch Hu be in the Kabbalah that? Like, ask the second Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel you, if you do your tshuva on all your chatoyim, now you want to become a matzav tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel your tshuva. What about if you're doing five chatoyim kesedim, and you can't do tshuva on the other four? It's too hard. I'm not roy yet to stop doing it. But I call upon him on one chet I want to stop doing. So the morale, that's the chiddush. Yenake v'lo yenake means goes on the same person. The same gavra has a midah. He's a yenake. He's doing tshuva on one chet, and he's still lo yenake. He's still not doing tshuva on the other four chatoim. There's a chiddush that Kodesh Baruch Hu is still makabel the tshuva. That's a tremendous chiddush. That even though your mom is still slapping the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the face, your mom is still like being a meisvav. You're still a rasha. You're still doing chatoim. But the one chet you do tshuva for, Kodesh Baruch Hu is makabel that tshuva. That's a tremendous midah of chesed. Rabbi Saul Slanta says a little more starker than that, he says. He wants to say, even this Mamash Magel Amaisim, that even in the same chet, a person does a chet of Lashon Hara, a person does a chet of Bittul Torah. He knows it's a chet. Now he wants to do tshuva. Now he knows to stop talking Lashon Hara Lagam is too much for him. He can't do it. So he's going to make up, I'm going to stop a little bit. I'm going to do a mix of tshuva. I won't maybe start the conversation to talk a bit about somebody else. That I'll stop. But let me tell you, somebody else gets me warmed up and I'm fighting back in here, then I can't hold myself back. I'll have to say. But I can't do tshuva shleimer. But a mix of tshuva, I call upon him, I'm going to do. That's a tremendous chiddush, like Kodesh Baruch Hu is makabel that. In the same chet, the chet of Lashon Hara, there's a yenake and there's a lo yenake. Lo yenake means you're not doing tshuva shleimer yet. You know yourself, you can't stop doing the chet legamri. But don't think it's not worth doing anything. No. In the same chet is the mid of yenake. Kodesh Baruch Hu is makabel the mix of tshuva you do. A little bit, stop doing it. You stop doing a little bit, that's also called tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makabel, that tshuva also. It also does something. Somebody's a batan, he doesn't learn the way he's supposed to. So start now to learn. I call upon him, learn during Zorah, when you're supposed to learn, when it's easier to learn. I love the times you're batlin. Work a little bit at a time. the little bit you're doing, that's also called yinakir. Akharis Baruch is makabo the tshuva, even though you don't have a gansin yinakir, you're still a lo yinakir. In the same chet, there's a midah of yinakir and lo yinakir, and still Akharis Baruch is makabo there. So that was a tremendous chesed. Akoponim, that's our winyonim, that we have to know, that we have to be akoponim, a oisa tshuva. We have to be trying to do tshuva. And if we're not zeicha to do tshuva shleim in the chet, like we, Rambam says, tshuva shleim means you makabel upon yourself so strong that you're not going to do that chet anymore. That it's a muscle that a Kodesh Baruch Hu could be an aegis for you. You're not going to do it anymore. That's a shver zach. So even though we're not zeicha to do it b'shleimus, but akoponim on your kippur, you have to be makabel upon himself. That we want to be in a matzav of ois and tshuva. We want to be a person that's going to do tshuva. And you say, the Chofetz Chaim used to say, I'm not used to more than one time, he's chotch b'nila. He got up to speak right before nila. He said, what can I say now? There's a few minutes left before the chsima. How much tshuva can we do now? How much more can we sacken ourselves? He says, the inner taking right now is to make a kabbalah upon yourself. Make a kabbalah upon yourself now that throughout the year, you're going to work on yourself to try and do tshuva. I'm going to be an ois and tshuva. So that's also a gewaltig yeshus. So even though right now you can't do tshuva shleima, but I call upon you, you're makabel upon yourself now that you're going to work on yourself. That throughout the year I'm going to do tshuva, I'm going to make myself better. I'm going to be makabel more and more and more and more. That's the eitzah before nila. That's the eitzah b'chlal, a whole matzav of Yom Kippur. We have to be in a matzav of doing tshuva. You have to be in a matzav of saying vidri. But the Rambam says that the ik of tshuva, that the vidri is speaking out all the three in yonim of tshuva, of speaking out the azivah tachet, the kabbalah labor, and the charota. And no, I didn't stand to make kabbalahs upon yourself, to make kabbalah upon yourself, to do things. In the San Sam Ben Yon, like it says, like in Yon, everybody knows the era of Yom Kippur, we have the mitzvah teet. The mitzvah teet is through the era of Yom Kippur. This was stated that the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Indian is like Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a chesed to us that he says if we eat on Yom Kippur, Kodesh Baruch Hu's man alav as if we fasted the second day. That's the chesed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In the Santa Rabbein Yonah says two or three other pshat in Rabbein Yonah says. In the Shara Revi, he says, in Ois Chesedis, he says a moshel, the Amavar Odom HaMitzvahs Leitzah Sev Yosta Tshuva, Yidag Lavoyne V'yachas V'chak L'Gil Yom Kippurim. Somebody did a chet and did tshuva, still he should be waiting for Yom Kippur. Because that's when he gets his real kaporo. The man Yisratz Kel Hashem Yisborach. Ki Ritzoyne Chai Nefesh Maguf Chai Gvazozim. His Mevli says, V'akei Nomer V'seinus Ochren L'Vroch and Moshoshon and Avtes. Kol HaTevei Yosud Be'erv Yom Kippurim. Is Kilo Netztav L'Sain Yashi V'Yathiri V'Sain of them. It's as if you fast attack on the ninth, on Erev and Yom Kippur. Why? Ki Har Uroya Simchosoy V'Egiya Zman Kaprosoy. Because a person feels happy. You have a simcha now of Yom Kippur. Why? Because you know tomorrow is going to be Yom Kippur. Tomorrow I'm going to get a tzricha of a kapara. That shows that how much it bothers you. Like your guy's worried all his life. I'm worried for something to come. So the day before it comes, your mamash masimcha rabba. Today is coming. I'm waiting for somebody to come. A year I'm waiting for somebody to come. I'm mamash worried if you're going to come or not. I got a telephone call. It's coming tomorrow. What simcha you want today? Is that thing you have a suda on Erev Yom Kippur? The more simcha we are on Erev Yom Kippur, the more we're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu what it means to us Yom Kippur. That we were waiting to get this tshuva, we were waiting to get the kapara, and we're worried about it. And tomorrow is coming today, we're going to get it, so today we're so happy. That's the inyan to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The inyan to be the simcha is that to know tomorrow will be the Zman Kapara. Naftim says, Vashenis, ki v'shah yamim tovim nachnu kovim sudu simchas ha-mitzvahs. Every Yom Tov is in your Simchas Yom Tov. And we'll cover Yasudu, we'll cover the mitzvah. Every Yom Tov has that. So, the Zoy Frechter, why should the Kippur be different than that? And like the Postik says in Dvorim, Tachas Hashem, Yavarat Hashem, Lechek, Simcha, Batub Leibo. You shouldn't do mitzvahs without the Simcha. Every mitzvah we do, we have to do with the Simcha, the mitzvah. Well, there's a kasha, how do we have Simcha and be Mekhaim the mitzvah of Yom Kippur? And we're speaking out now, Mamish Yom Kippur is a day that's from Oyim B'Neira Mamish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shemayim is the biggest for Simcha. The biggest day HaKadosh Baruch Hu Simcha is in Yom Kippur. But Boris here, we're not the Simcha in Yom Kippur. We're not supposed to be the Simcha. We're supposed to be Taka, worried and doing Shuvah for whole day and being Mechaper and fasting whole day. Le'achil, Le'ashpi, it's not as man Simcha so much. So the man Taka, Le'apachad Yom Adim, we have to do Shuvah in Yom Kippur. So where's the simcha? Why does the mitzvah Yom Kippur lose out on this inyan of tachas shalavata shalavata simcha v'tu leivo? Zoktim of neisha atzum Yom Kippur nizchayvu l'kvoya suda simcha sa mitzvah v'erev Yom Kippurim. That's why the mitzvah teed in Erev Yom Kippur. Do you understand? The inyan teed in Erev Yom Kippur, like that's really the suda for the mitzvah we're going to do tomorrow. Usually we're supposed to be besimcha v'shas, we do the mitzvah. Here we can't be besimcha on Yom Kippur, so the name is to be besimcha on Erev Yom Kippur. And the third time he says it's poshid l'man nechazik l'harbo yitzvila v'tachnunim b'yom ha-kippurim. Today poshid you should have koyach to be able to fast and daven on Yom Kippur and to be zeicha to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. These are the Indian way of Yom Kippur is supposed to eat. So come for them, you have to eat for a little feeling. It's one little Indian, I'm not going to be here. Sukkis, to talk a little bit about Sukkis. And I'm just saying now that Yom Kippur is called Hachon, it's a preparation, it doesn't end after Yom Kippur. Adarab, Yom Kippur just starts off. Sukkis is really the Gemara. It goes Kisaydim. And one of the time the Persians say, how come Sukkis doesn't come right after Pesach? Why does it come after Rosh Hashanah? It's because it wouldn't be shaykh to go into a Sukkis after Pesach. To go into a Sukkah, the pshat is you're going into your Nani Yaakovid, the man is living with HaKadosh Baruch, you're living with the Shekhinah. So man is the uttermost Kedusha Klal Yisrael has is on Sukkis. That your man is like Nisuyin. You're going to live with HaKadosh Baruch for 7 days. You're going out of your house. You're going in the Shekhinah to live with HaKadosh Baruch for 7 days. Your whole goof goes into the Shekhinah. We have no other mitzvah so Kaddish like that. Yom Kippur is only HaKhona to bring us into the Matzim of Sukkis. After Sukkot, after Pesach, we can never go into a Sukkah. It's only after the Tyre we have of Yom Kippur, after a Feresh Yemetshuv, we got a Matzah of Tyre, then we could go weiter and go into the Sukkah, go and live with the Shekhinah for 7 days. And I got them, and the Mepharshim say that Sukkot is called the Zman Shuvah Meyavah. Yom Kippur were not Zeichet Shuvah Meyavah so much, it's Pachad Yom Adin. Okay, the Pesach says on Sukkot, Lakacht Lechem B'Yom HaRishon. And Chazal Dashin, Rishon Lecheshben Avoynis. Sukkot is called the first day to make a cheshbin for the averus you're doing.
So like, really, it's a question. It's not nice to call Sukkot the first day you could do an avera. Like, and the pshat b'kitzur, what they say is that even though we did tshuva on Yom Kippur, that was tshuva meira. Now on Sukkot, that's the first day we can make a cheshbin, means we can really do tshuva miyava. Now it's zman simchaseinu, we can do tshuva miyava. So that's like we're saying Yom Kippur is just achon, the beginning. Really, the Gemara should be on Sukkot.